Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Commanding Your Lives. This is your host, Beverly Fells Jones. I am an author, international speaker, certified seminar leader, and practitioner for the Silva Method and the Prime Directive and other techniques. On this show, I talk about how to expand your world of thought, exploring the world of positive thinking, the law of attraction, and consciousness from many points of view. I intend to share with you information that will enlighten and empower you in your life. I'm here to encourage you to think in the positive and show that miracles can happen. I truly believe that you've been given the power of the word and thought to create the life that you desire. This is a safe haven for discussion. We will entertain questions and ideas that will really open up your world. The thoughts and words and ideas expressed on this show are those of my guests or myself. We do not represent any organization. So please call in at 347-838-8437 when we are on air to ask any questions, or email me at beverly@commandingyourlife.com. That's beverly@commandingyourlife.com. This information is in the description of this episode online. So again, welcome and thank you for spending your time with us, and let's start our program.
Well, good morning, everyone. This is, again, another sunny day in beautiful Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I just want to welcome you here on this wonderful August day. This is, a fantastic day. I had a great weekend. I had a great seminar on Saturday. The name of it was I Can't Find My Keys, How to Use Your Intuition to Improve Your Memory. And I plan to do those once a month because they are a free seminar I'm offering here in the Dallas area. And yes, I hope to soon make it a webinar for those of you who are not in Dallas. So, but it was great. We had a wonderful turnout, and we learned quite a few things. Every time I teach, every time I do a seminar or a training, or I get to meet fantastic people, I learn something new. Every last one of you, you have a gift. You may not think it's a gift. You may not think it's important, but you have a gift to share with friends, family, the world. And you should look inside of you and see what it is. That gift could be in entertainment. That gift could be in teaching. That gift could be in nurturing. That gift could be in speaking. We have no idea. A lot of us think that the gift has to be huge, that it has to be something that that you have to do, you know, in a really big way. Or it has to be something that hits the news. No, it doesn't. Your gift, you know, I know a lady that makes the most wonderful pies and cakes. She has a gift with pies and cakes. Now, she can't do pastries, but she makes beautiful, tasty, flavorful pies and cakes. That's her gift. So what is yours? Again, I want to give a shout out to my powerful people there at positivepower21.org, and welcome you on board. Say hi there. So let's get our week started, right? Let's take a deep breath in. If you're driving, you can listen, but don't close your eyes. If you're operating equipment, stop operating equipment or listen to this when you can. Just close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and out. This is your location, still and being quiet and listening to your heart, listening to your mind, listening to that still voice that helps you each and every day. Each day, as I awaken and I do my meditation, my prayerful meditation, I set my intention for the day and I ask for guidance. So today I ask for guidance for all of those who are listening, whether it's live or whether it's in the recording. This is valid in all areas. That you get guidance this day, this week, and get answers to the question, the main question that you have been asking. There is a power and presence in the universe that always has been, always will be. That power and presence is above you and below you and to your right of you and to the left of you, and it is inside you. The kingdom of the earth hides you. The Father is inside you and bursting out and willing to give you all that you desire. All you have to do is ask. And what has come to me this week is to make sure that you know that when you ask, it must be something that is for your highest and best good. And for the highest and best good for all of those around you. Get the answer to that question. What is that question that you have for this week? What is the burning question on your mind and you're trying to make a decision for and you don't know which way to go? Relax. Relax. Relax your arms. Relax your shoulders, your neck, your back. Relax your hips, your thighs, your calves and your ankles and feet. Relax your hands. Relax your face and your forehead. Just totally go limp and relax. Fill in the blank as I stop. In this command, I command that I know how and ask your question mentally. It is so now. And with the help of the spirit of the infinite wisdom of the universe, whatever name you call, the answer to your question will come to you in a short amount of time. I don't know how quickly. It could be in now. It could be in a few minutes later in the day. Someone will come to you. You'll listen to something on the radio or the television, or you'll pick up a book or you'll see something. And you will know that you have the answer. Think of a way that you will know the answer. How will you know? What will happen when you know the answer? Thank you. Thank you. It is done. It is so. All right. Let's take that off just a little bit. For those of you who are new to the show, just know that this is a calming presence. This is not a get you all hyped up presence. This is a calming presence to allow you to know who you are, to allow you to come into the person that you are meant to be. We are designed here. Let me slow it down. We are designed here to allow you to hear the voice, to hear your inner voice, your intuition, to hear higher intelligence talk to you. We want to remove the clutter, the noise, the excitement out of your life just for a little while so that you know that being calm and peaceful can also include being joyful and happy and excited to be who you are. Okay, and so welcome again. So let's see what we're talking about. All right, just do it. Just do it. Yeah, just get out there and do it. Just, man, you know, just do it. There's a guy on YouTube, I watched that video, and he was so cute, he was so funny, and he was using the term, just do it, in all kinds of words. Just do it, just do it, just do it, just do it. You know, and I thought it was interesting, because if that all worked, if you were told just do it, and if you could just do it, I wouldn't be on the air. Right, we would all be doing it, and this would be such an awesome place, inventions all over the place, people out of poverty, nobody homeless. We would be fantastic if everybody just did it. But everybody's not doing it. So what is that? Why not? Well, we need to look at the way we think. And change it, right? I mean, some people say, I'm going to do it. Yes, I'm going to do it. Yep, I'm fired up. You know, after you had been at an event where you had this dynamic, motivational speaker up on the stage, and they fired you up, and you had all this energy, and you were going to lead that program, and you were going to burn up the world. And then you leave, and you're still fired. Oh, were they dynamic speakers, or if it was one speaker? Oh, yes, he had made a good point. She just laid it out there. Yes, I know I'm not doing this, but I'm going to do this. Yes, I am going to get out there. And you remember all the acronyms and you know how speakers take a word and they take each letter from the word and give you some information and you write it down and you are just excited. And I'm speaking from experience. Trust me, I am speaking from experience. I am speaking from, I know I can do this. And then the next day, I remember a little bit more. And maybe it was a conference I went to, and I had all these notes, and I went back and looked at all my notes and everything, and I'm saying, yeah, they told me to do this, and I'm going to do this, and rah, rah, rah. Or if you're in a sales meeting, I know it's just a numbers game. I just got to pick up the phone. I got to pick up that phone. So if those of you have been in sales, if you ever had to, or not even in sales, you had to call someone and break the news of whatever it was, whether you are breaking up with them or whether you are having whatever it is. You know, not something that is just really great, but you know, it was not something that you really wanted to do. Boy, that phone. Now, for those of us who have been around for a long time, the phone had a handle, and you picked it up off the phone and put it to your ear. With your cell phone, you put it to your ear, and you just can't dial that number. You just can't dial. or you pick up the phone and you start dialing that number and then you stop. And you're hyperventilating and you're breathing really hard and your stomach is twisting and you just can't do it. One of the things I found out when I was doing sales a lot, that it was the first two phone calls. The first phone call was the hardest phone call to make in the morning. Absolutely hardest. I don't care how long I was doing it. It was the absolute hardest phone call. And I got that phone call done, and I was hoping they wouldn't answer the phone, right? And then they'd answer the phone, and I'd read my script. And I'd hang up, and if, you know, most of the time was, no, I'm not interested. Okay, thank you. And then, you know, I had to breathe hard to make that second phone call. And finally, I found a way to do an automatic dialer that if they didn't answer, it would automatically leave a message that I had pre-recorded, and then it would automatically dial the next number. I didn't have to think about it. And that helped for a while, and I determined I was going to make 10 calls that day. Whether they answered or not, it was going to only be 10 calls. I was so afraid. And then I just decided sales wasn't for me. It wasn't that sales wasn't for me. It wasn't that I didn't just do it. Because I knew that when I would get on a roll and I would be talking to people and listening to them, truly listening, not trying to get my point across, but ask the questions and truly listen to the answers and not have my agenda as my main agenda, then things changed. I still had a hard time. The phone was still a 10-pound, not even a 10-pound weight, a 50-pound weight. But I learned to lift it. It wasn't a matter of just doing it. It was a matter of changing my mindset of how I was going to look at doing that. Looking to lose or release a few pounds, whether those 2 pounds or 5 pounds or 150 pounds, whatever it is on your body, it's not a matter of just doing it. It's a matter of changing your mindset. It's a matter of making the decision, not a decision, discovering why you want to do this. If it's in sales and you need to, I hate using the word need, you want to use money to buy some food, put food on your table, a roof over your head, pay the electric bill, put gas in your car, whatever it is. And those are the basic food, water, shelter type needs. Then you need to decide or look for a way that you can change your mind about how you feel about what you're doing in order to just do it. But we have to change our subconscious. Consciously, I wanted to be in the top of the sales team. Consciously, I wanted to reach a certain level. Consciously, I had this desire to I wanted an RV. That's what I wanted. But I didn't want it bad enough. I am comfortable. I am happy. I love what I have right now. The desire wasn't big enough. And I didn't work on the subconscious because my conscious mind wanted to do these things. And my subconscious mind says, well, you're not good at sales. Well, who would want to talk to you? They don't want that product. You might have the product. You might like the product, but they don't want. Why would they use that product? Why would they listen to you? Even now, there are times when my subconscious mind said, is there anybody out there in radio land who's going to listen to me? What do I have to say that they will take to heart and use? Well, I now know there are those of you out there in radio land, and you have taken what I've said and you've put it to work and you've gotten back to me. And so that is feedback. If you're in sales, you get feedback immediately. But always lead with your heart. Some of you go, what do you mean? Lead with what is best for everyone concerned. What is best for everyone concerned in this transaction? If during your conversation with that person, you find out that they really don't need what you're selling, that they actually need something from someone else, and you happen to know there's someone else that sells it, and they're in your sphere of influence, they are in your network, then what you do is say, you know, I don't have what you need. And what I'd like to do is refer you to John, because John does X, Y, and Z, and I think he could be of help to you. May I give your name to John? That person that you talked to, that person who thought you were just there to sell them, will appreciate you and remember you. They will be more inclined to refer you to someone else. And John will just be totally amazed that you thought of him. You may not have talked to him in a while, and a person has come into mind for me who I hadn't heard from in over a year, but I got a phone call from a person who said, and his name happened to be John. John told us to give you a call because what you're selling, we need. And honestly, I was surprised, I was shocked, and I got a hold of John on a platform called LinkedIn and on Facebook and said, thank you for that. But you have to, the way you talk to people, you've got to look at the way your subconscious mind is going to deal with you. In my new release, Manifesting the Life You Want, Prime Directive for Abundant Living, in the chapter called Science of Changing Your Mind, I have a quote by Sidney Modwed. I think that's how you pronounce it, M-A-D-W-E-D. He's an American speaker. He's a poet, a lyricist, and an author. And he says, our subconscious minds have no sense of humor. It plays no jokes and cannot tell the difference between reality and an imagined thought or image. Remember that. That cannot tell the difference between reality and an imagined thought or image. What we continually think about eventually will manifest in our lives. Understand that as you put in bad, you think bad. If you think good things, good. If you want your subconscious mind to help you do the thing that people are telling you to just do it, you've got to convince that subconscious to do that. And that's why we use meditation, and that's why I'm here to tell you to slow down. Slow down and think about what you do want. Think about what is important to you. Think about what it is that you most desire. Your subconscious mind is the ruler of the world within and controls all subjective sensations such as joy, fear, love, emotions, respiration, and imagination. I'm still reading from my book. As you learn to access the subconscious, you become actively connected with the universal mind, with God, and are able to connect into the infinite constructive forces of the universe. So achieving your ultimate dream is dependent on how you think, what you think and the actions you take. And it requires an understanding of how you feel, what you think, and then changing your state of consciousness. Changing your state of consciousness means learning to be and living in this time, right now. It means being mindful of your surroundings and the messages delivered by your friends, family, religious organization, work, school, television, radio. Your subconscious mind is a sponge. Everything that comes within your realm of authority influences how you think, feel, and act. And it trains your subconscious over and over, ever and again. That's why when people talk about affirmations and doing affirmations, they tell you you got to do it over and over and over again. Put it up on your dashboard of your car. Put it on your mirror. Do it here. And it makes you think of it over and over and over again. And if it's something that you cannot totally resonate with, in the class on Saturday I talked about your affirmation is, I have $10,000 in the bank, or I have $20,000 in the bank, or I have $50,000 in the bank. And you go, but I only have $500. Convince your subconscious when you're thinking about that $500. And that's why you have to say it over and over and over again. There's mandala beads where you do each one till you said it 109 times, and then you do it the next day. And I don't believe in doing that. I just have you do the prime directive within the meditation and have you talk directly to your subconscious mind. I have you make those decisions. I have you look and see what it is you actually want. Visualize yourself already having it. It is there. I use the prime directive many times. I use it really to find things. So Friday night I was looking for a book and I had just had it. I had no idea. I said, okay, you put it down somewhere. Where did you put it? I stopped. I took a couple of deep breaths. And since I've been meditating for a long time, I can easily, quickly bring my body in a totally relaxed state. And ask the question of where the book was. I command that I know where my book is at this time. And then I visualize the book in my hand. And as I visualize the book in my hand, I said, I know I have it now. And within a few moments, I went right to the book. This is how quickly you can control or to give you answers. Well, that's the end of the time just disappears and flows and goes so quickly for us. And I just want to tell you, I am privileged to be able to talk to you in this medium. And I want you to know that I look forward to talking to you or sharing with you next week. So have a wonderful week. And as you have believed, let it be done to you.
Thank you for being here today. If you have any suggestions for the show or you know someone that I should interview, please contact me by emailing Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. That's Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. I'm also available via phone or online to assist you in making your life better. Don't forget, I have a free twice-monthly Commanding Your Life teleconference where you can ask questions and get answers. For more information on the teleconference, go to Meetup, meetup.commandingyourlife.com. and to receive a free Silva Ultramind ESP mini course valued at over $100, go to silverfox.silvacourses.com. That's silverfox.silva, S-I-L-V-A, courses.com. Click on the newsletter link on the left-hand side of the page and follow the directions. Join me on the next episode of Commanding Your Life. Matthew 9:29 says, "As you have believed, let it be done to you." And it is so.